Start them up. The AARP-eligible Rolling Stones begin another North American tour this Sunday at Boston's Fenway Park. The show's officially sold out, but tickets are going for as much as $1,800 on the internet. Commentator Clarence Page ponders why people keep shelling out like that to see the Stones roll on.
As an aging baby boomer, I find it very telling that the hottest-selling rock concert tour of this summer is a group of senior citizens. Yes, the Rolling Stones are back, doing something their leader said he would never do, still performing Jumpin' Jack Flash into his elder years. Mick Jagger is 62, and lead guitarist Keith Richards is 61, despite some wild years that could kill a horse. It's particularly significant that there has not been more creative energy in rock, the music of youthful rebellion, to push geezer rockers aside. The music press says rock has hit hard times. As a headline blared in the March 24 Rolling Stone magazine, which of course is no relation to the band, rock radio no longer rolling. In the past year, leading rock radio stations in Philadelphia, Miami, San Jose, Houston, and Washington, D.C. have switched to other formats, like hip-hop or the new urban Hispanic sounds. Rock CD sales have been struggling, with new rock CDs barely holding their own against the golden oldies. You might remember a couple of years ago when all 10 of the top performers on the Billboard music sales charts were black artists. It was the first time that happened in Billboard's 50-year history. And people noticed. Baby boy, you stay on my mind. Come on, girl, tell me how you feel. I think about you all the time. The last upsurge in creative rock energy may have died with Kurt Cobain's suicide 11 years ago. That moment left today's urban sound as the new engine of music creativity. If so, history is only repeating itself. The Stones openly borrowed black music sounds to create their own, like other white artists have, from Elvis to Eminem. They couldn't get no satisfaction otherwise. I can't get no satisfaction. So the Rolling Stones rock on, while we wait to see what new will come out of the music laboratories of youth culture. Who knows, unless another Beatles is just around the corner, rock as we know it may well be on its way to semi-cult status, followed by true believer aficionados in the way jazz, bluegrass, or the blues survives outside the mainstream they helped to create. For new energy, pop music culture seems to be looking once again back to black music, and to some degree the emerging sounds of Hispanic pop and Afro-pop world music. The world is shrinking in ways presaged by the British invasion of the 60s, the invasion that brought America, the Rolling Stones, and they're still drawing huge crowds. After all, this could be the last time. Well, this could be the last time. This could be the last time. Maybe
the last time. I don't know. Clarence Page is a Washington-based syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune. Oh.